Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Jen. Dirt and Sprague.
Last play of the game, Michael Dixon will put it down. Chris Stoll will snap it. Perfect snap. Ball is down. Kick is away. Is it going to be long enough? It is no good. It was long enough, but it was just wide.
Andy Dirt Johnson, Brandon Sprague.
Jeremy Crawshaw will hold it. The snap from Mitchell Cremoni. Kick on the way. The 35. It is good. And the Denver Broncos have won at the gun.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
All right. 6:02 in the Rose City. Time for Dirt and Sprague on Portland Sports Leader 105.1 The Fan. Yes, indeed. The hype horn indicates the Fan Sports Network. Good morning. Happy Monday, everybody.
What is happening?
How you doing?
Doing phenomenal. How was everybody's weekend?
Busy.
Busy, a lot going on.
Flew by.
Ooh, yeah, too quick of a weekend.
Is it a weird, how often you have a Saturday is winding down, and for some reason you have this the weekend is over vibe, even though you know you have Sunday?
Yeah, I had that definitely on Saturday, because the Duck game was on Friday, and in my mind, I think Duck game Saturday, I get back from Eugene Friday night, sit down, watch the game, go to bed, Saturday rolls on, all day felt like Sunday. All day did, because the Oregon game is usually, it's programmed into my head to be, now it's my Sunday scaries, and so I at least got a bonus day out of it, but I felt that way all day Saturday.
It felt like by 8:15 Saturday, I had a real feel of, my weekend's over.
What the hell happened here, man?
Even though, again, I woke up, I had Sunday, I watched
I just showed up, and... we just got here.
Yeah.
How can it be done already?
It was a real that vibe.
I'm not ready to go back to work yet.
Well, you say like the Duck game Friday, so I had the Duck game Friday, and my dad came into town.
Yeah.
So Friday's basically, it's over.
It's done.
So then I'm into Saturday.
You got stuff to do.
Stuff to do. Yeah. Got games to watch. Now, Saturday, it's 9 o'clock at night. Well, yeah. All I have is tomorrow.
The day just flew by. What the hell, man?
And then by like 4:30 Sunday, it's like, well, Sunday night football, but it's really time to get ready for the week.
Is there any better feeling going into a weekend knowing and looking at your calendar and your wife doesn't throw anything at you and you got nothing to do?
Ooh.
Because at this point in my life,
since I've had that,
they don't happen very often.
No,
very few and far between. And even when you don't have anything to do, you still got kids. And so, you know, you're not you know, just punting completely on your duties. There are still responsibilities right. that you have.
But there's nowhere you have
nowhere
to
you need to be. No time you need to
no
be there.
Yeah.
No commitment. Yep. Nobody coming to town. Nobody coming over to say hi. Like, it's just you're freelancing the entire day. You don't get them often, but when you get a weekend like that or a Saturday, like full 48 hours, not one day or the other, the entire weekend with nothing on the calendar. God, it's a glorious feeling.
Well, I would say for the first time in a long time. Because we've been rolling on 105.1 The Fan since what, July?
Yep.
Right?
Yeah, July
22nd.
And so I would say since we started rolling, it's been great. It's been fun. For the first time this weekend, I did have a bit of like, oh, I can't wait for vacation.
Ah, you ready for a breather? Yeah.
Yeah. And we're still a few weeks out from that. We won't be gone until December starts. But I did have that moment of just like, because my weekend felt like it didn't exist.
Yeah, it went that quick.
It's going to be a nice Sunday, 8:30. I'm not going to bed.
It's like crack.
I have nothing going on Monday.
That first Sunday night where you don't have the scaries.
Glorious.
You don't have to worry about wrapping up Sunday night football and getting everything ready to go for the week. And like, wait a minute, I don't have to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning tomorrow?
Well, I'll be honest with you. So to give you a little bit of
I could have done a better job of stepping up in the pocket.
I agree, Justin. You could have done a better job of stepping up in the pocket.
You were terrible yesterday. Yeah. We need to have a conversation. They play in the East Coast. Yeah. Don't pick them.
Yeah.
We'll get to that.
And at home, too, because that happened to him at home against the Colts.
Yeah. So. He sucked.
They got three of those this year.
Herbert supporting is not going to age well today.
Oh, I actually think it aged pretty well.
Oh.
To be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to tie that together.
Oh, okay.
Don't you worry about it.
I can't wait for that bow.
Don't you worry about it.
But looking ahead in the month of December, we are more aiming at the back end of the month.
Yes.
But there is a caveat with that. One of the days off that we're aiming to have is potentially the Monday after the first round of playoff games in college football, which we value.
Yes, we do.
Yes.
And so we assume that's going to be a Duck game because I don't think they're getting the Big Ten title game.
Probably not.
And so we will probably have to be in on a day we ask off on a Monday to talk about how Oregon lost to Alabama.
Hey.
You're going to fight that bear now?
Hey! How dare you?
0-4 against the ball.
How dare you?
No, I'm just kidding. But we'll be in that Monday.
I have that circled as potentially the last day all three of us are in at the same time.
Yeah, probably it. Probably
before
it,
New Year's.
Yeah. Well, so I was going to say is because I will have been requesting that time off, even though I know I'll be waking up early to do a show, knowing it's our Christmas/playoff reaction show.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to go to bed when I want to go to bed.
Ooh, just wait 2 hours of sleep, roll in. Yeah. I mean, those shows would be so easy, too, because there's so much going on. Like, win or lose, if Oregon is in the playoff play in the first round, no matter what the takeaway is, it's going to be such an easy show.
We'll have that. Yeah. We'll be close to NFL. We'll have a whole NFL weekend. Well, yeah, that show, yeah.
Well, and if your team, if
they got to get there.
Big if.
Long way to go.
If your team does get there, and that is the weekend they play,
If
they lose,
yeah,
at least that show will be, you get to air out all your emotions, and then we give you a gift. Get a gift.
Then I go into the holidays, you know? Nothing but cheerful memories and open up presents on Christmas morning, and I don't have to allow 18 to 22-year-old kids to dictate my personality on a day-in and day-out basis anymore. And you know what? Some people would say that's a healthy thing to happen to.
I would agree with it.
Just ending it now. Rip the Band-Aid off. We all know it's going to end at some point. Just rip the Band-Aid off and get it over with.
I had some people in town. They went to the Minnesota-Oregon game on Friday. They're goofers, don't you know?
What did the goofers say? Did they enjoy their experience? Nice little day down in Eugene on Friday.
It was perfect, they said. Yeah. They were really glad it wasn't raining because the people that came into town I've known for a very long time, and so they're familiar with coming to Oregon and it pissing rain.
Yes, it happens from time to time here.
I jokingly said, well, you know, it never rains in Autzen Stadium.
Come on.
And they thought that was funny. But no, they loved it. They thought the atmosphere was amazing. They were kind of blown away. So they're Minnesota grads. They go to almost all the home games.
Sure.
Minnesota's a really cool campus with where it's located in Minneapolis, but the tailgating scene, they said, was just so much more vast.
Yeah, when you're in a big city like that, it's hard to probably find a lot of area to tailgate around a stadium, I would imagine.
Right.
Unless it's the NFL stadium because they built those lots in, but I imagine the college campus doesn't have the ability to do that.
So it's a weird setup, Minnesota. The campus is kind of like in downtown, and
that's
then
cool.
Like just outside, like you drive past it, you see the stadium.
Yeah.
So the parking lot is big, but it's not like Oregon has like 9 parking lots, I feel like.
There's a lot of them.
Or areas you can tailgate at.
Very spread out, yeah.
So they thought that was really cool.
They met up with a bunch of friends who came in from out of town because they're trying to go to like all these Big Ten hubs.
Like check the new teams off the list kind of thing.
And so next year they're going to Washington.
Yeah, there you go.
And I brought up sailgating. They're like, what's sailgating? And I was like, whoa.
Go out on a boat, man.
Yeah, the
boat
stadium's sport. Right on a lake.
Yeah, and I had to explain that to them, and they were excited about that. But they said Shout was spectacular.
Look at that. Look at the Gophers.
And you know what was funny? I know we'll get into it a little bit today. I don't have many takeaways. I'm sure you somehow have 9 pages of notes of how they're disappointing, but they were great.
How dare you? Brock Thomas breakdown coming from the fourth quarter. 8:15.
It was described as they were coming into town more for the experience than the game itself.
They just, you know, let's
check
it out.
They knew what they were, they knew what was going to happen, and nothing was surprising by how it all played out.
It's funny you bring this up in the opening segment. I actually want to give a tip of the cap to Minnesota fans. They were everywhere on Friday. Like, I was blown away
at
how many.
This is a big destination game
like,
for them.
Like, walking around at the pregame show, some of them would stop by and, you know, talk a little friendly trash, knowing that they were going to lose the game as we're on the air Friday afternoon. Blown away by how many Gophers that I saw at that stadium. And it's a reminder, this has kind of been the theme throughout the last 2 years, every time one of these new teams come. Now, I don't know if 5 years from now, this is going to die down, right? Like, Minnesota makes their next trip to Autzen. Will you have this many Gopher fans that make the trip? Who knows? But it has been crazy to see the number of opposing fans in town for basically every school. This one surprised me the most.
Why?
Like, Wisconsin fans coming to town, I know a Wisconsin fan. I know their history.
There's a history there.
There's a history there, right? Like, Indiana is all of a sudden one of the best teams in the country. I was not surprised in the least that their fans made the trip out. I just, for whatever reason, didn't connect in my head Minnesota fans traveling to that level.
Especially for a Friday night
game. For a Friday night game for a team that's, you know, they're fine.
They're a 7-5 team, right?
We know what Minnesota is, right? I just, credit to them. I was like, we give the it just means more label to the SEC all the time. Seeing that many Minnesota fans spend who knows how much money to travel halfway across the country for a weeknight game, knowing that their team is probably going to get their teeth kicked in. Wildly impressive, man. They were all over the place.
So I hear what you're saying, but I would kind of spin it this way. However you feel about the Oregon Ducks in this Dan Lanning era or the Cristobal Kelly era, right? But however you feel, you have to acknowledge it's become a destination in college football.
Are you telling me we're a pretty big deal?
I think for a lot of fan bases, it's an exciting,
maybe the premier program
experience.
On the West Coast, maybe? Is that what you're telling me?
I guess we'll have to wait this week and find out who
that
is.
That will get settled on the field.
The new crowning prince.
We have the crown because we've dominated for a long time.
That's
but
true.
I digress. That's maybe true. They can try and attempt to grab the crown back. But,
I think you shouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't. I don't know. Maybe it was just a disrespectful thing in my own head to Minnesota fan of like, I know Minnesota's got fans. But they're also in a big city with the Vikings. Mm-hmm. I of all the teams that I thought would travel to that level, and like if Rutgers showed up in those numbers, I'd be like, whoa, Rutgers is what is
that'd be wild.
Like
to me.
Minnesota to me is kind of in that. Like Iowa doesn't surprise
really?
Me. Yeah, maybe that's
they're Midwest.
I know they are.
East
I
Coast,
know.
Like Rutgers is just like they're stuck in their Jersey you know, stuff. But
it's disrespectful to Minnesota. I shouldn't do that to the Gophers. They were lovely people. I had a conversation with a bunch of them.
I think what you're doing is you're projecting success of program onto fan base that travels. Like you say,
probably.
Indiana coming to town, knowing how high ranked they were, not shocking. Wisconsin, even though they're terrible right now.
It's Wisconsin, dude. That's all they got.
There's a history with Oregon and, you know, familiarity. What I would say about Minnesota, and I had this conversation with my cousin who was at the game. They are, for all that we've talked with coaching, the coaching carousel and how unhappy is this fan base? Sark get fired. They have 3 losses.
No,
you know it's underrated. Great. Minnesota knows exactly what they are.
Just kind of happy in their lot in life,
dude. That is not a fan base in any way. I promise you. To the highest financial booster there is, to the lowest level booster that could possibly exist, they are all exactly the same. Yeah, flex fine. We're an 8-win team.
Yeah.
And they just want the experience of going to games.
Yeah.
They know they can win a game if they're at home against a certain amount of teams.
They blew out Nebraska at home this year when Nebraska was a 1-loss or undefeated team.
They are everything I think most college football fans should be.
Mm.
It's not all of their life, but they really enjoy it. They're very proud of it. and they don't go in with this like false reality of, well, PJ Fleck's making $9 million a year.
Sure, why isn't he winning 11 games every year?
Why doesn't he win 10-plus?
Fire his ass!
Yeah.
That's why I said, Tippett, I gained a lot of respect for Minnesota fan. I didn't know a lot about the Gophers. I have not experienced the Gophers very much. I've never been to the state of Minnesota before. Wasn't quite sure what to expect other than I knew Oregon was going to win the game. It was just a matter of by how many points they'll win the game by. And they were all awesome, dude. They all came to town looking like they just wanted to have fun.
That's all it was.
They just wanted to have a good time, taking over bars. They're walking around. They're all drinking and tailgating. And it's just, they were, no trash talking was had whatsoever.
No.
They knew their lot in life. They were there to have a good time, and they were an awesome bunch of people.
The two things that really stuck out, aside from the game, in-game stuff, what is your bar down there called? Is it Coolers?
There's a handful of them.
Is there one called Coolers?
I think there's a Cooler. Yeah, there's a Cooler down
there.
That
was a big meetup point for the alumni.
I saw
Minnesota.
A lot of them were at Taylor's. A lot of them, or not Taylor's, Rennie's. A lot of them went to Rennie's.
Rennie's. Yeah, you guys have a few bars down there. There were big meetup spots for the alum.
Yeah.
That, and then the post game, being able to go on the field and take like a group alumni photo. Yeah. That was a big deal for them. That's all they wanted.
They had huge like tailgate lot set up too. There was a big bio because where we're at over in front of PK Park, where we do the pregame show, there's a lot of people who come into town and end up renting out tailgate spots basically on or around the baseball field. And they had a huge Minnesota alumni watch party, or not watch party, but tailgate spot. And I was walking to the where we do the show from where I park. And as I'm walking by, I see these signs of like official Minnesota tailgate straight up ahead. And I'm walking down the road and there's this giant like 20-foot tall blown up gopher. Like, is this a gopher takeover? What's happening right now in Eugene, Oregon, man? Delightful bunch of people, those Minnesotans.
Hey, the game wasn't pretty. The uniforms look spectacular.
They were phenomenal uniforms. I disrespected Oregon's a little too much. I think I thought they looked better on TV than I thought they were going to.
Fair.
Still would have liked the stripe to be filled in. Not quite sure what
we're
doing
with that. I still
like
Minnesota's a little more.
And I still like Minnesota's gopher on the side of the helmet.
Well, and also, you guys have leaned into the duck thing, right? You've leased out the Donald Duck costume. I'll give Minnesota this. Great. Fun, lovable mascot. The gopher.
The golden gopher?
The golden gopher.
They also have a saying. A lot of them were wearing t-shirts that we were trying to figure out that none of us could.
What was it?
It's like, I don't even want to try and say it on the air. But it was basically like three, like see, woo, something. Uh-huh. And it's, I don't know if it's like a Native American thing. I don't know what.
Let me text my cousin.
Try and figure out what that was. A lot of them had that shirt. Dusty tried to Google it. Like, what the hell are these guys wearing? And I think we discovered it was like a, some sort of slang or old way of saying a different word. I can't remember. I'll see if I can find it and Google it during the break.
Three word. What was it? A three word.
It's like a three hyphenated thing. Like, but it's they're all like three letters. But I can't remember exactly what it said.
I'll text my cousin. You don't have to Google it. Okay. I'll text my cousin.
See if we know the
answer.
He'll
get back to me on that one. We have a lot to get to today. It's a busy show. Thank you for being with us. Let's get it going here on a Monday. Dirt and Sprague 105.1 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, the text has been sent to my cousin. I'll get back to you when he responds to it. He was in town for the weekend. They flew out. And so he's back home now in Minnesota.
Good bunch of folks.
Good bunch of folks.
Big fan of Minnesota fans. They're cool in my book.
One of the guys with them really enjoyed the weed out here.
I imagine they did. Do they got legal weed in Minnesota?
Yeah, I believe they do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we just have better legal weed than they do in Minnesota?
West Coast, best coast.
We do have very good weed out here.
We know.
We are known for our weed.
Hey, Swag, could you do me a favor? Could you come here? I gotta tell you a secret, okay? I don't want Dirt to hear this, okay? Between us.
The not good Chicago Bears have 2 more wins than the Kansas City Chiefs. Don't tell Dirt.
I mean, they're still not good. We all know they're still not good, right?
How did you know what I said?
We all know that they're still not good. That was a really funny way to win that game, though. After everybody tried to do the same exact J.J. McCarthy thing that we did in previous weeks.
Won that game for them.
He was one of the worst quarterbacks I've ever seen for 85% of the game.
Wow.
Makes 2 throws, and then everybody ran to Twitter. He's just a gamer. He makes the throws when he needs to. And then they still lost. You know one of the reasons they lost? Because he was ass for 3.5 quarters. Why did I gamble on J.J. McCarthy? Whose dumb idea was that? Why did nobody stop me on Friday when I took the Vikings -3? Where the hell were you on that one?
I tried.
God. The Bears still aren't good, though.
Gambled on your boy Herbert.
I don't know if there's ever been a better or more competitive race for who's going to end up being the 2 seed in knowing that you might get to play the Chicago Bears or the Carolina Panthers in the first round of the NFC playoffs. Like, that's the equivalent of we're going to get a race for the 5 seed to who gets to play, like, James Madison or North Texas in the first round. We're in that territory of playing Carolina or Chicago in the first round.
Swag, come here. I got another secret for you.
Okay.
Swag.
Yo.
Don't tell Dirt. The Bears are in first place in the NFC North.
We all know they're not going to win the division.
But they're in first place.
Congratulations. So,
do you need to reflip it, or did you stick it?
I flipped it. Why didn't I stick?
You flipped out of your Bears preseason pick?
Yeah.
Why?
We did the flip it, stick it.
Hold strong.
They were barely over 500.
It's because they're not a good team.
Well, they're in first place. Yeah.
Four in a row? Is it 4 in a row?
I think they've won 4 in a row, yeah.
3.
3 in a row?
It's 3 in a row.
Okay.
Yeah. 7-3. That's just insane to see that.
People are now connecting, and I have a hard time disagreeing with it. What powerful person is a Chicago sports fan?
What powerful person?
Yeah. Somebody who just rose to prominence in the last calendar year.
I don't know. I'm blanking.
The Pope.
Oh.
The year we get a Chicago Pope.
Yes.
Look at the way Chicago's winning all of these games. The Bears never win games like this.
No, they usually
Their entire win. History is a double doink. They can't win playoff games. They choke. They're terrible. Aaron Rodgers owns them. And all of a sudden, you get a Chicago Pope who's rooting for Chicago sports. And what's happening every week? They're down by like 20, getting dominated by the Giants at home. Jackson Dart concussion. Thank you, God. Here come the Bears. They win the game. 9 leads a drive. The gamer that he is near the end. Doesn't matter what happens on the ensuing kickoff return. They essentially return it into field goal range. They don't even need to do anything as an offense. Here's your game winner.
Here's the problem I have. I thought Ben Johnson was going to lose them that game with his play calling. He was not aggressive. He wanted 2 yards per run.
Yeah.
And also, let's not overlook the fact Caleb was terrible in this game.
Yeah, that was one of the worst quarterback games of the year.
Here is a fun fact for you, okay? Factoid Tuesday is going to have to bounce over to a Factoid Monday.
Ooh.
Would you care to guess the only team that's leading their division in the entire sport with a minus point differential?
Answer. And I got it. Call me.
Andy.
The Chicago Bears.
-6. Yeah. Everybody else, the second one is the Bucks at +2.
They're not good.
But we know that entire division is dog crap.
Yeah.
The Lions and the Packers being behind the Bears when the Packers are +44, and then the Lions are, +76. And the Bears are in first place at -6.
You look at their last, they're on a 3-game winning streak. They win on a kickoff return on a last second drive in Minnesota. They win basically at the end of the game after Jackson Dart goes down and they were trailing the entire game to the Giants. And the week before that was the game in Cincinnati where they hit, was it Kmet who had the long bouncing off people touchdown with less than a minute to go?
Oh, no, that was Courtland Loveland.
Just a miracle touchdown at the end to win 47. Those are their last three games. I think God is intertwining here.
Okay, let's try to have a
their future
ground.
Schedule's brutal, by the way. They get the Steelers at home, then they go to Philly and they go to Green Bay.
Are the Steelers with Mason Rudolph?
No.
Good.
I'm not saying they're good. I'm saying at Philly and at Green Bay, those two defenses will eat Caleb Williams in Chicago.
Are we taking the under on that?
Like, I'm taking the under on every Philly game the rest of the way because Philly can't score points.
Oh, no, I meant the Bears Steelers.
Oh, yeah, probably.
God. Even against the Bengals, the Steelers couldn't really score.
I know.
They needed a scoop and score to make it look like they scored yesterday. Okay, so let's try to have middle ground here. Because I was watching this game knowing you had sprayed the line on it. This was the only pick I could remember that you made.
Yeah.
And I
also lost a under bet on a fake quarterback sneak with 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, so that was good.
The Andrews?
Yes, 38.5, and that touchdown put it at 39. So that was
a hell of a play call, by the way.
That was awesome. That was really cool.
I keep hoping as a Saquon Barkley fantasy owner that he's going to get the handoff fake tush push touchdown, but Sirianni has no interest in that.
No, they just go forward.
The Lions actually stuffed it a couple of times. They just...
Not near the goal line.
Not when they needed to.
Yeah.
Well, they couldn't throw
that game.
They
sucks.
Throw
Boy, passes. I have a whole takeaway from
that. Why is he wearing two gloves?
Because he can't throw in cold weather. It's cold weather, Jared Goff. Are we new to this? He was Tua before Tua.
That was horrible.
He has to play every game in a dome.
He played in the state where the sun rises every day, don't you know?
Yes, he did.
Let's have a middle ground here.
Sure.
The first place Chicago Bears.
The first place Bears.
The Bears.
Are. Fill in the blank. Really good.
No.
Good.
Mm.
Fine.
Yeah.
Not good.
I'm not going to say not good. That's unfair to them because they are 7-3 and they're finding ways to win games.
A -6 point differential is pretty nuts.
You know how I feel. I don't think they're a good team in any way, shape, or form. They wouldn't scare me in the least to play them in the playoffs. I think, again, every team in the NFC playoff picture is licking their lips to either get a division champion Bears on their wild card schedule or a wild card Bears team. But they got a legitimate shot at making it. I would be surprised at this point if they don't, despite how tough the schedule is going forward, because they can beat the Steelers at home. They get the Browns at home, and the Browns are drastically different than on the road than they are at home. And if you win those two games, that's 9 wins. You just need one of the other, either Philly, Green Bay, twice at San Francisco, or home against Detroit. I don't know if you get any of them, but you just win your two gimmies, you're at 9 wins. They're fine. The Bears are a fine team. They're exceeding expectations. Them going to the playoffs will be a wildly successful year for them, but they're not good, and nobody's scared of playing them in the playoffs.
I have a follow-up on that because I figured that would be your takeaway today, and I don't blame you for that. The funniest situation we were sitting in yesterday was Dirt not covering his Sprague and Lime pick while J.J. McCarthy led a game-winning touchdown drive.
Yeah, that was really fun.
After having one of the worst quarterback performances I have ever seen in my entire existence.
He was booed off the field. He threw two picks. His lead wide receiver was throwing his helmet. He was missing guys by 10 yards.
It's almost like he can only perform in a... Like, hurry up.
When the defense backs up a little bit and doesn't want to give up a big play and gives you underneath completions.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you're in tempo and you're throwing completions. Mm. How about that?
At least Darnold threw 4 picks to make them feel better yesterday.
He did. I still don't know if I was still trade Sam Darnold's four picks for what I saw from
I would too.
JJ McCarthy yesterday. That guy couldn't complete a pass.
Okay, something on that you said on the Bears, I think we need to roll over in the National Football League because I had a big takeaway. And I'll tell you what it is on the other side. All right, welcome back in. So the poll question we put up on the first place Chicago Bears, my first place Chicago Bears in the NFC North.
Spicy. The Bears.
Which, by the way, would have been so funny yesterday if Green Bay blew that game to the Giants and J-Mo.
God, they almost did. They tried like hell to lose that game.
The full Jameis game right there.
Totally was. Keeps you around, converts some big throws. Oh my God, are we going to do this? And pick in the end zone.
Did we not all just walk away at least going, yeah, we're smarter than Brian Daboll. He should have played over Russell Wilson.
Maybe he'd still have a job. If he would have started Jameis Winston, he might still have a job right now.
Anyways, we digress. So I don't blame you at all. I give you a lot of grief on the Bear thing, but they're a -6 point differential to your point, like them winning some of these games. They always lose. I'm with you. Here's my overall takeaway from the National Football League and everything we had this weekend, okay?
Yeah. It was a fun weekend, a little disappointing in some areas, but entertaining. Yeah.
I thought it was a fun weekend as well, but yeah, to your point, not great. Week 11 is not over yet. We've got Cowboy Raiders.
I mean, just catch the fever. Can't wait.
This is absolutely in the all-time bad decision for a Monday Night Football game I've ever seen in my life. I don't know how much of that game I want to watch, but
yeah.
That being said, my Week 11 takeaway. Is anybody good in the NFL? I mean, truly, it feels like everybody kind of sucks and just some teams suck more than others.
I don't think there's a total complete team where you feel like the offense and defense have the advantage no matter who they play.
No, like, not at all.
The Eagles defense?
Dominant.
Got the Denver defense?
Dominant.
Dominant.
But that's Josh how they're winning their games.
Yeah,
I know.
Josh Allen with, what, 6 total touchdowns or whatever he had?
3 and 3
turnovers.
Like, that offense can put up number. You
but
know,
they got torched sucks. By a shorthanded Bucks offense.
But is there a one team where you look at and go, where's the holes? Where's no.
I'll give you a hot take right now. The team, and this is kind of funny out of the weekend.
The Rams might be
the Rams
closest.
Are probably the closest for me right now. But even then,
but they, only
they got
20.
4 picks and almost lost the damn game.
Yeah, Seahawks had a chance to win it.
Darnold threw 4 picks and they still had a chance with a game-winning field goal.
This is kind of my
point. Yeah, there's not like, one team that just seems complete and unbeatable.
I mean, I just kind of have a takeaway here. Like, records be damned, right? The Patriots, 92. The Broncos are 92. The Eagles
Maybe
continue
it's
to win
Patriots,
games.
Patriots, and we're just not paying attention because we can't believe it. But
they struggle with the Jets a little bit, dude.
They did.
I know.
And when you look at the wins, and I brought this up on Friday, it's not they can only handle who's on their schedule. I get
right.
it. But when you look at the teams that they've beaten outside of Buffalo, it is a bunch of garbage piles.
Well, so this is this is kind of why I'm asking this question. I think the whole league sucks, and I think it's just going to be. I don't know, man.
I don't know. That's where I wouldn't agree. I wouldn't say sucks. I wouldn't say the whole league sucks.
No. I watch it. I enjoy it. I'm having fun. I don't mean.
I think it's the question ends up becoming whose strength can override their weakness. That's the biggest storyline going into the playoffs.
Or whose weakness is the strongest.
Or whose weakness is the strongest. You could go that way as well. Like, Denver's defense looks as good as anybody's in the league. They will keep them in every single game. Can that overcome the shortfalls of their offense from time to time or the clunkiness? This is the same thing with Philly. Like, watching that game last night, one of the reasons I will still defend certain quarterbacks today on the show is, like, Jalen Hurts was that offense is terrible. It's horrible, but it doesn't matter. Did they win the game last night?
They did.
Why did they win the game?
Because Jalen Hurts.
Because their defense is one of the best in the league,
right,
and Detroit was, what, 0-5 or 0-6 on fourth down, whatever they ended up being, and Goff wasn't great in cold weather, and their defense dominated the football game. It just, that will end up being the question, is there, what team out there can override their weakness the best, or what team with that weakness ends up not being a weakness maybe come playoff time?
Okay, but we hear from a lot of fans, this is what I love about our city, I wish we had an NFL team, it should be the NFL Gridiron Project, not the Portland Diamond Project, but I digress. I want an NFL team, but we're never going to get one. What I love about being a host in this city is that I have legitimately, we hear from, it feels like half the league's worth of fan bases in our city.
Yep, for
right?
sure.
Got a lot of transplants, people that grew up with their dad having a tie or uncle or mom or whoever, right? We hear from a lot of fan bases. What I would tell you is, I don't know if we've heard from one this entire season that feels chest out, cocky sniffing, maybe other than the Eagles. Because we hear from Bronco fans, and they're saying the same stuff we're saying. They just believe a little bit more in their team because it's their team.
Yeah.
We hear from Patriot fans. Yeah, I don't know, man. It's the first year of the Drake May ascension. How many times in the history of the league does the first year ascension guy...
They're excited. They like where it's headed, but they're not
pumped,
sold.
Yeah.
They're not sold yet.
Like, I don't know how many of these teams really have... They're the scariest possible team.
No.
If you're a Bills... Right? Let's just use the Bills. They're maybe not going to win their division this year. But you got Josh Allen. So you got a chance. They go into Denver. Like, I think Denver fans are going to believe they can win. I don't think they're going to feel very, like, cocky about it. And it's Josh freaking Allen.
A lot of us would probably pick Buffalo to win that game.
Yeah, because they're probably going to get points. So it'd be a gambling angle and a, well, Josh Allen has been here. He's done it. And, yeah, that defense for Denver's great, but... It just takes one bad, mediocre performance, and then your offense keeps doing what the offense does, which is randomly in the fourth quarter can move the ball after not really doing a whole lot for the first three. Is that going to happen in the playoffs? Like, that's just an example of what I'm saying, and that's what makes the season fun. Is I think they all kind of in – there's just a big lump of teams, and how you sort that out outside of maybe saying Philly – I don't know.
It's the beauty of the NFL, man. And who knows? Maybe we look up at the end of the year and Kansas City sneaks in as a wild card and we get Chiefs and Eagles again. You know how I'm terrified of that inevitable feeling of those teams finding their way.
Although, well, they're behind Houston. Do you know they're behind Houston? If they finish with the same record, they lose out to Houston for the final wild card spot.
They are behind. And they have the Jags. They have head-to-head losses to all the three wild card teams right now. And Houston, as you mentioned. Jacksonville beat them head-to-head, so they have the head-to-head over them.
Yep.
The Chargers beat them head-to-head early this year. They currently have the head-to-head over them.
They'll play again, but
they
will.
And then they lost to Buffalo on the road. Yep. And so they have head-to-head losses to all three of those teams who were 5, 6, and 7 right now in the AFC wildcard picture.
And they play the Colts this coming
And you get the Colts at home. Like, if you don't beat the Colts at home, I think that's almost time to put a nail and a hammer and just hold on to it and start lightly tapping it. Lightly tapping the nail, not all the way hammered in. It's one of those, like, when you're building a piece of IKEA furniture and you're like, don't tighten all the screws yet. Let's make sure we get all the screws in. All the screws will be in and then ready to be tightened at that point, because they would be below 500. But I think the only fan bases who felt cocky at any time this season were probably Kansas City, because why wouldn't you? You're Kansas City. And Philadelphia.
Philly.
And that was it. But even Philly is again going through another... Like, the noise in Philadelphia this week is not going anywhere. They don't care that they won that game. All the conversation out there is about how bad their offense is and how bad their quarterback is. And A.J. Brown's frustrated, and they can't get him the ball, and they can't score points.
Well, they finally got him the ball. He just was like 6 yards.
It was 6 yard completions. They score. I mean, it was horrible last night. Their offense sucks. That's going to be the only conversation about them. And again, maybe it's not enough to derail them because they're good enough in every other area that it doesn't matter how bad their offense is. But Kansas City, I think, went into yesterday's game. I would imagine if I were a Chiefs fan, I would have felt incredibly confident going into that game. Backs against the wall. This is when we, with Mahomes, this is when it's like, all right.
Denver's not going to have the fourth quarter
offense. It's Bo Nix, dude. Bo Nix ain't beating us. We're Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Right.
And they lost.
That Broncos defense got after them.
Mahomes couldn't do anything. He was under pressure the entire game. They shut him down completely. They're winless in one-score games this year. And so all that magic and the mystique that you... What were they, 10-0, 11-0 in one-score games last year?
12-0.
12-0, and now you're 0-5? It's funny how the world turns. And so I think even the two fan bases earlier this year, or even maybe going into the last couple of weeks, felt we're still the Chiefs or we're still the Eagles. They got to be looking in the mirror right now with a strong pucker factor.
I say this not knowing what his actual... numbers are, but I feel like when I'm watching the Chiefs in Mahomes, when he throws it like a 30 to 40 yard bomb, I feel like he's missing more of those throws than making them.
I feel like there's a lot of just chuck it up right now in that offense.
A lot of Xavier Worthy, go deep.
Go deep. You go long, buddy.
So yeah, you look at it right now, Kansas City is not in the playoff picture. You could say Baltimore is at 10. The funny thing about Baltimore is Aaron Rodgers probably just broke his wrist. Pittsburgh's not amazing, and Baltimore's won 4 straight games.
And they still have 2 games against the Steelers.
Exactly. So, and Lamar didn't even play well yesterday.
No.
And they still won the football game.
No.
So, like, Baltimore being at 10 doesn't matter, because Baltimore can still win their division, slide right into that 4 slot, whereas Kansas City, they're not winning their division. That's done.
It's done. It's over.
I think it's done for everybody. I think Denver is going to win that division.
Yeah.
And so Kansas City needs to catch Houston. They need Jacksonville to stub their toe more. They need the Chargers to continue to play how they played yesterday. It's interesting, man. It's really interesting right now. And I'm not saying they all suck as in, like, yeah, obviously Denver and New England and Indy and Philly.
There's no great team this year. There's no juggernaut. There's nobody that you're, like, penciling into a conference championship game already.
And I think the only team people would do that is Philly, because despite everything we point out about their offensive woes,
this is who they've been for, like, 3 years. It's the same damn team.
Go to Philly and play against that defense, because we saw the Lions go from 44 to 9.
Couldn't score a damn touchdown.
So, like, they're going to be able to do that to a lot of other teams in the NFC. I think outside of them, this is where it's a little different than other years in the NFL. It's not the customary season. The first place team in the AFC, they may not get to an AFC title game.
No, they might not. The Chiefs might not make the playoffs, man.
That would be wild.
It would be incredibly wild.
I'm not getting my nail and hammer until I see the graphic that says
eliminated. You're not going to do it to them yet?
I'm going to wait.
I'm just doing the
it doesn't look good.
You're just doing the tap. You know, you don't want to come out full swinging on the nail.
No, I think you want to just hit it hard and be done with it.
I don't want to break a thumb.
You think they're slowly tapping a coffin closed?
That's what's happening right now.
I have it.
The nail's in the finger.
Okay.
Lose to the Colts this weekend. Come on, baby.
That's
you can
really
do it.
The game this weekend, them hosting
God,
the Colts.
God, them losing again.
It's not a great slate.
Yeah, we always say that in the NFL.
This weekend we thought was a great slate, and then we were stuck with Lions and Eagles last night, and I wanted to jam a fork into my eyeball.
I thought the worst games I've ever seen. The witching hour was great,
yeah.
But we had like 5 one-score games in the witching hour.
I had a buddy who took the Falcons in his survivor pool pick.
Why? Because we're
in the point now where you can't take any team you want. It's now you're limited on the teams you could choose. Oh. So he rolled the dice a little bit, and then Penix got hurt. Panthers are also not a good football team.
The Falcons need to blow that thing up.
That might be a top five pick they end up trading to the Rams for Pierce. Have fun with that one.
It's going
to
age worse, that Falcons pick being traded or the Clippers pick being traded to the Thunder after they win their second straight title.
The Clippers pick.
Yeah, at least Jacksonville right now has a chance at making the playoffs, so trading next year's one to Cleveland is still a horrible trade.
It still looks bad.
But if you make the playoffs, at least it's like the, you know, 19th to 25th pick, somewhere in that range.
Your versatile two-way player just hurt his knee.
I'm not saying
he's out for the year.
I'm not disagreeing. It's a horrible trade. But we're looking at, if the Falcons truly hit, if Kirk Cousins got to play for a while here, they're not going to win another game, man.
Yikes.
That might be the fourth overall pick in the draft.
All right, we got more to get to. Dirt and Sprague, back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, we'll get to college football coming up at the top of the hour. Chaos ensues. I have an update on the Minnesota term.
Oh, yeah.
My cousin texted me back. Said, hey, man, trying to figure out what this three-word slang they put on shirts and helmets is.
Yeah, what's going on there?
Because it's ski-you-ma.
Ski-you-ma, that's it.
I said, what does this mean? He said it was a Native American Dakota kid,
okay,
mistakenly interpreted as victory, and they added ma at the end to make it sound like raw. So basically a football player years and years and years ago heard a kid in the stands
yell that,
saying, it's, by the way, it's yo.
Ski-yo-ma?
Ski-yo-ma.
Ski-yo-ma.
And it was just ski-yo. And a football player misinterpreted it, hearing what it was, and so they have changed
it,
and
stuck
now
with
they
it
just
on.
Own it.
Yeah, there's got Minnesota fans all over the place walking. That just the shirt said that.
Ski yo ma.
Like, wait, what the hell is this? It didn't make any sense, but now we get it.
There you go, a little history.
Ski yo ma.
Ski yo ma.
It's a fun thing to yell.
I mean,
I'm not opposed to it. I kind of want a cool saying like that.
It's not great where they stole it from.
No, it's not. It's a lot better than Sko Ducks, though. Give them that.
But they got the skull clap, and they've got this.
Dude, super jealous.
T-Wolves got anything? Did they just howl?
I don't think they have any fans. I think that's what they got.
Really?
Yeah, nobody cares about them there.
Wild getting do anything? Twins?
Nah. I mean, Wild probably a little bit more so. Twins, I think you've just given up at this point. That's a Vikings town. We know that's a Vikings town.
Sam Darnold threw 4 picks yesterday.
That he did, Bob. That he did. And they still damn near won the game.
I saw somebody was like, shame on Myers for not giving a better effort on that 61-yard field goal.
You go kick a 61-yard field goal as time expires after getting iced by the other team.
Better effort. I think he tried. I think he just pushed it.
Yeah,
it wasn't. It's also 61 yards.
I think the tough part of it was, like, the second it left his foot, it was one of those kicks where you knew it wasn't going in. There was never a moment that you were like, oh.
Yeah, Santos' kick kind of went out and then came back in. Yeah.
But that one was right off the foot. All right, turn it off. This game's over. They're not winning this thing. 61-yarder. That wasn't anywhere close.
It's pretty nuts to say that the Detroit Lions are currently not in the playoffs.
It is really wild, man. That was alarming on a couple of different levels for me.
Can I tell you a takeaway I had from the Lions game?
Yeah. I was more alarmed, by the way, for the Lions than I was the Seahawks and Darnold throwing 4 picks.
Yeah, I think Darnold and the Seahawks will be fine. Their defense, like, talk about a bad bet. I had the over, and it was 17 points at the end of the first quarter. I'm like, yay.
All those goal line stands or fourth down stops early in the game. You're begging for points. Just somebody pick up a first down.
Their second field goal, I was like, are you kidding me?
This is what we get, huh? Another field goals today.
But the defense clamped down. They made life miserable for Stafford after kind of allowing some big plays early with Nacua. The run game got going for the Rams. I feel you never want to lose the game in the division. I feel weirdly great if I'm a Seahawks fan today. You were a field goal away from winning a game that you had no... When you throw 4 picks in a game, you should never have any business winning the game.
Should be a blowout.
Here's where I would say the Lions, okay? Here's the situation, as one Jason Swigard would say. I don't know where the Lions will finish, if they win the division, if they make the wild card, if they outright miss. I kept thinking yesterday, if I'm Dan Campbell, I'm calling these plays and he's missing these throws.
Goff was really bad last night.
I'm having a real conversation with Brad Holmes, I think, at the end of the season, and we'll see where we go. I think we're sitting on a couch going, do we need to start thinking about the next guy here? Because he's been great for them.
Yep.
He's helped turn that franchise from upside down into upright.
An NFC title game.
Dude, it's been fun. It's been successful, right? It hasn't been Stafford Super Bowl successful, but it's been successful. No. If I'm Dan Campbell, you have to start to think about some of that stuff. Even though I know he's under contract and whatnot,
yeah,
you have to have some of this consideration, or maybe you just shrug your shoulders and you say, we got a good quarterback. Let's just keep rolling the dice every year in the NFL.
Yeah, look, maybe I'm pulling this out of my ass.
And I'm not saying start a rookie, by the way, and do the Minnesota thing.
No. Yeah, I get exactly what you're saying.
You have to have a conversation
with Brad. The best time to find your next quarterback is when you still have a quarterback. You never want to start looking for a quarterback when you don't have one, because then that's when you end up making desperation moves. And so taking a guy like the Dart Giant situation, it would be something that I would look at. You know, end of the first round, second round, third round, like, hey, well, you know, we don't need a ton. Let's take a quarterback here. See if it plans out. I agree with you completely there. And again, I don't know all the numbers off the top of my head, but there's just a feeling about Jared Goff playing outdoors in cold weather that leaves me not feeling confident in the least. Now,
how many quarterbacks leave you?
I get it. There's not a ton of them,
too.
But it's just he is like protected by bubble wrap with that dome and some of the situations that he gets to play in. There was that crazy thing, I think it was last year, where they like didn't play an outdoor game until like November because every road game that they had was against a team with the dome. It's just as wild. He was awful last night. And when you look at their pathway, maybe they end up winning the division still, because I also am not buying the Bears, and they end up getting one home playoff game. But I don't think you're loving their chances to control their own destiny and host a couple of playoff game. So at some point, he's going to likely have to go on the road to one of these cold weather cities and get a win, whether that's Seattle at the end of the year, if they can come back in the NFC West, whether that's Philly, where you just looked atrocious last night. It's one thing just to have you know, some batted balls, or guys aren't making plays for you, or just a little bit off. Like, he was missing receivers. There was a fourth down throw where he missed everybody by 10 yards.
Well,
like
his worst completion percentage of his career.
You're not even giving him a chance to make a play. And so, no, it wasn't four picks Darnold bad, but I would probably feel better if I'm a Seahawk fan today than I would a Lions fan after those quarterback performances.
We have a loaded second hour. We'll get more in the NFL. Josh Allen had 6 touchdowns.
Yes, he did.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, also did some stupid Josh Allen stuff, like shovel passing a thing in his own end zone and throwing a pick at the 3-yard line.
He did that
early in the game.
We'll get into the more NFL as the show goes on. The Blazers 1-4 on a 5-game road trip, losing to the Mavericks yesterday.
Not good, Bob.
Not great, but let's kick off the second hour. College football had a little bit of chaos this week, and the Ducks take care of business. Hour number 2, Dirt and Sprague, 105.1, The Fan.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.